in the ground, in the field. Maybe it's for letting water go in. I don't know. It says, be careful. There's a small little sign at the back here. Stop power shaft before dismounting from tractor. Protect power shaft. Drive with master guard and shields. John Deere. It's got a water temperature gauge. It's got an amps, I suppose. And it's got a miles per hour. And this one seems to suggest that it's done 94,000 miles in its time. Got all sorts of things on that gauge, not just speed. I'm walking towards a hay bale, if that's what you call a rolled up collection of hay. My ankles are getting wet as I push through the low-lying stalks of grass. And I see fresh grass growing as well. Maybe this is the hay. So when I was talking about grass before, I was really talking about whatever it is that grows up to be hay. Must be grass. I'm taking the odd photograph as I stride along. There's a smell of grass that wasn't cut this morning. It started to smell of dampness. It's a little like the smell you get from the salt at the sea. That kind of hint of something. But this hint dominates. I'm crouched down in a rectangle of something I've tasted, and it sort of tastes a bit like the leaves of broccoli, or could it be kale? I don't know, but they sort of grow in the middle of sheaves, ears of grass. And then, so the ears of grass stand up along the edge of the very full green edible things. The edible things are, I'm gonna have some, see what it's like. For a while I thought I was eating a tree. I must photograph the purple flowers to my right. I imagine a field mouse might jump up any second. I'm going to try take a pano, or take a photograph, take a photograph with in pano view, and I'm wondering if that'll cut off the audio. Well, if it goes all silent, you'll know it has. It's warming up. Standing still in the sun, with the sun at my back, looking at an array of green trees, I can feel the day warming. It was 114 degrees Fahrenheit, whatever that is, yesterday. There are no bees. That's a pity. At the edge of farmland. Perhaps that's not to be expected. Or perhaps that is to be expected. Maybe I'm not up early enough. Maybe if I got up an hour earlier, I'd have seen lots of creatures running through the trees, running from tree to tree, and maybe the frogs gather, not just at evening time, but maybe they gather at dawn time. This has been a long piece of audio. Who would listen to something as long as this? Perhaps just two or three people in the whole world. But in a way, the audio has kept me companion on the walk. And it's given me a chance to let out some of the thoughts, some of the perceptions, well, actually, some of the observations that I've made. So maybe it'll be sufficiently atmospheric to be of interest. But you know, it's a gift to the universe. And to Audio Mo, to the community of people sharing audio this year. It's Paul O'Mahony, alone in the woods, taking the road much travelled on his way back to the house.